know you came here to say, if you afraid, then come on with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now, so let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, the kid here in the Dog Bowl, where we are feasting on delicious, tasty treats from Legale's Bistro in the heart of Tremont. I'm about to get into some big-time chicken skewers, it looks like. I'm excited to do that. Happy to be with you here on this Friday afternoon, talking about the Browns, obviously. We'll just get right to the big news that came out last night. It was the deal that was and then that wasn't with Jordan Cameron. Obviously, you know, given everything that's gone on, it would have been, you would have thought that the Browns, the press from coming out of retaining one of their own would have been great. It was looked that way for a second, but at the same time, if you listen to the show, so you can't say I'm spinning it, we should play the spin doctors, but you can't say I'm spinning. If you've listened to this show, if you watched me on the Dog Pound Report last weekend, I never thought any of the Browns' six restricted free agents were coming back, including
that
Jordan Cameron. And I said at the time, I wasn't sure Jordan Cameron wanted to come back here to Cleveland. And so obviously some type of negotiating ploy was used in the media. The Browns never confirmed yesterday that they had a deal with Jordan Cameron. It was media. I've never seen Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport wrong like that before at the same time. Heck, even the NFL, the National Football League's official Twitter handle, tweeted out that Jordan Cameron was coming back to the Browns. The NFL's.
That's crazy. And you know what's funny is, do you remember when we talked about Jordan Cameron, even though we referenced the fact that, you know, he may or may not come back to Cleveland, we thought he'd go west. And he's actually further from the West Coast now, but
it's warm.
You know, see, it is warm. It is absolutely warm. And but I think the one swaying factor for Jordan Cameron is the certainty in some cases that the Miami Dolphins have at the quarterback position, which is something that the Cleveland Browns have been after for a very long time.
He referenced that, Ryan Tannehill being a big part of his decision, big part of the reason that he went down there. And I actually talked to Jordan Cameron last night, wished him well. He's excited about what he's doing. He was unhappy of how things actually ended up looking in the media because he knows he's gotten some heat from Browns fans. But listen, Jordan Cameron came here, gave you everything that he had, went to a Pro Bowl for you, played hurt, and now he's moved on. And again, it was, in my mind, not unexpected. It was not unexpected. I can tell you the Browns, right now, strong rumors linking the Browns to Dwayne Bowe, number one, Steve Johnson, number two.
Wouldn't hate either of them.
Would not hate either one of them. And some rumors linking the Browns to the defensive lineman, Randy Starks, and also Parrish Cox was in town for a visit. I think he's with the Titans now. And obviously, Charles Clay still remains on the radar. And it's going to be very interesting to see how this whole Charles Clay saga plays out. Kid, how you doing over there?
I'm doing well, but I'd like to say one thing. Jordan Cameron, I know he's a nice guy and all that, but good riddance. The guy played six good games for this football team, and stay the course, Ray Farmer. Stay the course. Don't listen to all the noise that's out there. I love what the Browns are doing right now. My friends are calling me actually the lead singer of the Spin Doctors.
Kid.
Because I absolutely love what they're doing. Teams do not win when they win in free agency. Look at the history.
I have a quick question for you. Are you paid by the Cleveland Browns to say that?
Absolutely not.
Do you have to be here every Friday?
Absolutely not.
Okay, just checking.
I love having you here, though.
Yes,
I mean, it's a highlight of my week. Let's
be
real.
But that's right. The kid is so. We are all here today. Obviously, we're going to take your calls. 216-578-0850. Again, the latest from the Browns. Jordan Cameron going to Miami. The Browns still in pursuit of Charles Clay. Parrish Cox has been linked to this team. Randy Starks, the big defensive lineman who would be a nice fit and help shore up this run defense, linked to this team as well. And then the latest rumors about the two wide receivers. That's that the Browns are very much interested in both. Dwayne Bowe and Steve Johnson both have ties here again. Dwayne Bowe drafted in the first round by the Kansas City Chiefs at the time that Ray Farmer was with the Kansas City Chiefs. And then, of course, on the other side, Steve Johnson played with the Bills in 2013 when Mike Pettine was the defensive coordinator. Played his college ball at Kentucky, where his offensive coordinator and wide receiver coach was Joker Phillips, now the Browns wide receiver coach. So some connections with those two receivers, and the Browns still certainly doing their due diligence, working things out here as they get into this second, third wave right now of free agency, looking to make their moves.
Absolutely. I think it's great. And I was one of those guys when it was Brandon Marshall, Dwayne Bowe, Andre Johnson, Jeremy Maclin. I was the Dwayne Bowe, you know, a favorite at that point. And many people came in on Brandon Marshall, but you look what Brandon Marshall got traded for. So obviously there's not as much value left in him. And I think Dwayne Bowe, as I've said all along in referencing his name as a potential Cleveland Brown, is he needs a fresh start. He needs to get out of Kansas City. And I think he had his ups and he's had his downs. And like a lot of receivers, Jordan Cameron included, playing here for the Cleveland Browns, Dwayne Bowe was on the receiving end of receptions and touchdowns from a plethora of quarterbacks as well. I believe it was seven in his, seven seasons in the National Football
League. He's not had a lot of continuity and has not had a good quarterback either. Some more news from around the league. C.J. Spiller, four-year deal with the Saints, will make a nice kind of 1-2 punch with Mark Ingram in that backfield. If you got Kyrie Robinson in fantasy football, might want to go ahead and move on from that. Darren McFadden, the Arkansas guy, goes with Jerome Jones down in Dallas. I still think they draft somebody. I think that they still address the running back position. But in that, with that offensive line, if he could be healthy on the turf, Darren McFadden could be a nice bounce back candidate in that offense down there. I bet you, listen, that's fool's gold. You've been sold that bridge a billion times right
by
there.
You.
By a lot of people, Darren McFadden. Only 1 year was I really in on Darren McFadden. I wanted Ryan Matthews, actually. Once it was clear that Murray was going to Philly, I was surprised Matthews still went. I thought Matthews could back out, go to Dallas, and I thought Matthews could have been very good in that offense.
I just think that this is another one. All the national media are singing about how dumb Chip Kelly is. Just watch Chip Kelly win 12 games next year. Watch.
You still have to have some type of concern. He got rid of a quarterback who in 2013 threw 27 touchdowns with two interceptions. He got rid of the league's leading rusher. Now he replaced him and got Kiko Alonso at the same price. So that part I'm fine with.
You're fine with it.
That's a great move. That's a great move. In my mind, though, you still gave up DeSean Jackson and Jeremy Maclin. Those are two big give ups, both over 1,300 yards in the last two seasons.
Yeah, DeSean Jackson was last year. Fiscal responsibility. Maclin is not an $11 million a year receiver. Doesn't take the top off the defense like DeSean Jackson. DeSean Jackson, I would say, is a bigger mistake. Jeremy Maclin is not worth that money. And it's, you know what? 2 years from now, what we'll be saying? Jeremy Maclin released from his contract by Kansas City. And all these people that are going to say Kansas City was a winner for getting him, and Tampa Bay was a winner last year, and Philadelphia was a winner a couple years ago, and then all those guys, where do they end up? On the street.
It's true. Tampa Bay was a big winner, and they ended up with the first pick in the draft. Some more news. Scott Chandler signing a deal with the New England Patriots.
He's going to ball in New England.
I think that's a pretty good landing
spot
for him.
Opposite Gronk. He was very productive in some down years in Buffalo. And he's a touchdown guy too, down in the red zone. So it'd be interesting to see. He'll fit the same way Jabal Sheard will fit that Patriot system.
The Saints also blowing up. I wonder what Saints fans are thinking right now. They trade Kenny Stills. I really wanted the Browns to get in on him. I saw the price tag, and now that I've seen that, I know that there's no way the Browns would have gotten in on him. But Danelle Ellerbe and a third round pick. I think Kenny Stills is a good player last year, as I talked about from a stat standpoint. He averaged caught 70% of his targets, 11.8 yards per target. When you look at, I started doing, when I was in fantasy, a stat that was called yards per target differential that actually became very helpful in really deciphering who was good. So it removes how good your quarterback is. He was 4 yards per target over Drew Brees' four-yard average pass attempt last year. That is the biggest differential I've seen since doing it.
You know,
Kenny Stills could ball. I thought that was a good move by the Miami
is
Dolphins.
Is he still on my roster?
I don't know if he still is. We'll see.
He might be protected.
No carryover?
He might be a keeper for the kid.
The Coos is flipping through the phone right now.
He probably is. So, a lot to talk about yesterday. Again, the Browns never confirmed that Jordan Cameron was coming back here. That was a bizarre turn of events as it all ended up playing out. And I was actually shooting Dog Pound Report. And, it's like, are we shooting it this way? Are we shooting it that way? What's going on? Oh, now they're saying this. Now they're saying that. Oh, now it's a done deal. He's a Dolphin. Like, what? But best of luck certainly to Jordan Cameron down there. And again, I personally, at 2 years, $15 million, $7.5 a season, that's pretty rich. That's above the transition tag. So if the Browns want him, they just could have transitioned.
$5 million guaranteed,
him.
Correct? I believe is what it is.
It's a ridiculous contract.
It's a show me contract because he has per game bonuses built in that are big. So he's got to be active. So they cover themselves in injuries.
I mean, but even forgetting about injuries, he had six good games. Listen. I mean, look at the numbers. He had six good games. Other than that, he's never been good. He's not a blocker.
No.
I mean, I don't think he brings anything to the team.
Well, I think he's a good vertical receiving tight end. And from the sound of it, when we talked with John DeFilippo on the show, that wasn't what they were looking for in their tight end. They wanted a guy who could line up in the slot, back in the backfield, be a good guy in short area. That's why I think Charles Clay has been so appealing to this team. And we'll see how that ultimately ends up playing out. But Jordan, I never expected him back here. So, again, I don't want to hear,
I'll take the compensatory pick.
Well, right now, over the cap says the Browns are in line for two extra fourths and two extra fifths in 2016.
14 picks?
Which would give us three fourths and three fifths, which gives you a lot of ammunition to either move up or continue to go ahead and go forward as it goes on.
You look at the teams that do it right year after year after year, and what do? They load up on extra picks. New England, Baltimore, Pittsburgh. I just don't know why these people out
all
there don't.
All of that, but all that is good, and the one comeback to that is they all have their quarterback.
Okay, but there's not a quarterback out there. So should we, because we don't have a quarterback, we should just act stupid? I mean, it just makes no sense. It's like, I'm not rich today. I want to be rich. Should I try to get rich tomorrow, or should I look at the way that real rich people get rich, which is over time? It's the same thing.
But again, to be the voice of the Cleveland Browns fans on the other side of that coin is, they've been pitched getting rich for the last 15 years. And the process of getting rich.
Absolutely, and I understand that. But
and the CEO gets fired of that company every 2 years.
But you have got to look. You can't look at it. You got to go in a vacuum and look at this regime and hope. Listen,
yes.
If Jimmy Haslam blows it up in a year, then I'll say, okay, they were right. But I think that he's going to stay the course. I think the reason he got rid of Chudzinski was because he just realized real quickly he wasn't the right guy. I would be very surprised, and obviously I have no sources, but I would be very surprised if 2 years from now Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine both weren't still here, no matter what happens.
I think they definitely will be here. And this isn't a 5 or 7 year plan. They want to win now, but at the same time, they're being smart in the way that they go about it. I do think there is a good opportunity to get some good value. If you all of a sudden bring in a Bo, a Starks, a Cox, I think you filled in some good holes. You can address tight end either in the draft or if you get a Charles Clay. I still think there's a lot of things to be done for this roster that certainly could help them. I think it's going to be an interesting next couple of days and weeks as the Browns continue to get this roster together. Again, this roster is not going to be done until after the draft.
And tight end is the glaring hole on the roster right now.
Tight end?
Yeah.
A receiving tight end.
Yes.
I would agree. And you look at in Oakland last year, they didn't really have a receiving tight end where John DeFilippo wasn't calling the plays, but Michael Rivera was their top tight end. 2 years before that, it was Brandon Myers who had a very nice season and went on to Tampa Bay.
Is he still on the market?
I don't think Brandon Myers is quite the answer. But he would be a good value. You can catch
the football.
He's
got a great agent, though.
He does have a great agent. Mr. Andrew Sims, yes, indeed. Our boy. All right, we're just getting started here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. A lot, I'm sure, you guys want to discuss. It certainly looked like that on my Twitter. So let's get to it, 216-578-0850. Enjoying the delicious treats from Legale's Bistro, 2391 West 11th Street in the heart of Tremont in Cleveland, Ohio. We'll be back with more CBD right after this. I got my eyes on you. You're everything that I see. I won't show highlights.